Romans 8:9. Intro. Can you imagine carrying around a suitcase with $100 billion worth of diamonds in it? The truth is that we have something better. The Spirit of God lives in us. Paul said that we are like ordinary jars of clay with a great treasure inside. If the God who created the universe lives in us, our treasure is worth a lot more than $100 billion. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Let's read verse 9. You, however, are controlled not by the flesh, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. Meditation question, the first one. How does the Spirit of God who lives in us set us free from the control of our sinful nature? The Holy Spirit living in you is a treasure and a power beyond our comprehension. Our sinful nature is strong, but the Spirit of God in us is stronger. This is the point. Sometimes people go into all kinds of philosophical and theological gyrations to explain the Spirit-led life, only to end up confused. I think we should keep it simple. We experience the power and life of the Spirit by trusting Him as we walk with Him step by step. Paul often used the words Spirit and Christ synonymously. This is evident in Romans 8, 9 to 10. Chapter 8, verses 9 and 10. The terms Spirit of God, Spirit of Christ, and Christ are all used interchangeably. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of Christ, and the Spirit of Christ is Christ. We cannot experience Christ apart from the Spirit. Paul refers to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to explain God's work of setting us free from sin's power in our lives. The point is that God lives in us. He sets us free from sin. Next meditation question. Why is it important to understand that if the Spirit of Christ does not live in a person, they are not a believer? Many people think that they are Christians because they go to church, come from a Christian family, etc. However, if the Spirit of Christ, is not living in them, they are not true believers and do not belong to Christ. The essence of a true believer is that Christ lives in them by His Spirit. Everything in our walk with Jesus depends on this. Without the indwelling presence of Christ, Christianity becomes a religious system in which we strive to do good and to be good without the main ingredient, which is Jesus. Let me say this in a very positive way. The Spirit of God lives in every believer. Christ lives in you. This is our hope of glory. As written in Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Following Jesus is all about Jesus living in us by His Spirit. We have an unfathomable treasure within us. He is our helper, counselor, and comforter. He not only gives us encouragement, help, and power, but also His life. The Spirit of Christ within us is the key. He gives us the power to understand the things of God. The Spirit makes it possible to have an intimate relationship with God. He gives us the power to overcome the sin nature and to live a life of love for others. What is Jesus saying to me from this verse? I felt He was saying, I am living in you. I am your life. I am your victory. I am your victory over sin and self. Let's pray. Father, thank you that your Spirit lives in me, teaching me more and more how to live the Spirit-led life. Again, I want to encourage you to share the word with your sharing partner daily, as written in Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.